Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 428. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And today I want to talk about vulnerability. What a topic. I joked in last episode that gratitude was on page one of the self-help handbook. But for this, I would say page two is vulnerability. It's one of those topics that personally I love to discuss because I really do think it's that important in our lives and really is the key to being content and happy and proud of yourself and to achieve the things you want to achieve. But it's also one of those topics that's just like, be vulnerable, you know, be vulnerable because the right people will appreciate it and the wrong people will run. So what's the problem? You know, it's easy to say, be vulnerable, to vibe with a message like that, to feel good with it, but then go out and do the opposite. It's kind of how we're wired in life. And I back the sentiment of being your true self 24/7. I am all about that in real life. I'm all about that on the podcast. If someone runs from your true vulnerability, then great. You really did just dodge a bullet. So I say be vulnerable within reason from day one so that you could see who they are from day one. But I want to do this episode in particular to offer a bit more oomph to advice like that. My advice that says be true to yourself. Be loud, be quiet, be extra, be too much, be too little, be difficult, be honest, be open, be vulnerable, whatever it may be. I want to offer an important additional, very logical point about the topic of pushing yourself to be more vulnerable. And this point in particular is really interesting because unlike a lot of my other points, which are kind of just questions to ask yourselves and way to reconsider the things we don't do or do in life, this is backed by some studies and some research that I think will really give you something to consider. Something to consider in the context of how much of a hypocrite we can be in our lives, in the sense that we treat and observe and assume things about other people, but then we hold ourselves to an entirely different standard. And when we realize that, we can realize that that is ridiculous, to treat ourselves one way and others another way, to applaud a trait in other people, but criticize the same exact trait in ourselves. And so for this episode, I'm going to talk about something called the beautiful mess effect. The beautiful mess effect. And I think it'll really energize you to be vulnerable for the reasons I'm going to review. And at a minimum, I think this will get you to realize that we love seeing raw truth and openness in other people, but we are afraid to let them see it in us. Vulnerability is courage in you and inadequacy in me. That's the saying. That's the truth. And it's actually from this research that I'm about to review, but let that sink in. Vulnerability is courage in you, but inadequacy in me. That's how we approach other people. We say vulnerability is courage in other people, but it's inadequacy in ourselves. And so we're kind of hypocrites in that sense. And we have to get to a point where vulnerability is courage in ourselves and in other people. And I think this episode will really help. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I use BetterHelp simply to have someone to talk to on a weekly or every other week basis to kind of bounce feelings and thoughts off of. And BetterHelp is so amazing in that sense because you have someone available to you quickly on your computer, on the phone. But they also have therapists who could help in every area of life, from dating and relationships to career and family issues and anxiety and everything. Recently, I mentioned it maybe a couple episodes ago, but I'm excited for BetterHelp to partner with them in order to help you get unstuck in your life. Therapy is the ultimate unstuck cheat code. It's so effective in many areas of life, but recently I found a ton of value from therapy through BetterHelp and helping me get unstuck and just finding new positive, helpful ways to approach the things that are on my mind. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get hung up on the thing the thing, the problem, the stress, the anxiety, that I forget to try to, maybe, crazy thought, come up with a solution. But a therapist can be great. They can be great at helping you find a new mindset. That's a new mindset that opens you up to finding new ways of thinking, new standards, new boundaries, maybe new ways of overcoming or evolving through a problem. And that's why I love partnering with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only sessions, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And of course, because you're amazing, you're a new mindset listener, you can get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/new mindset. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/new mindset. But let's get into this episode here, and let's talk about this idea, the beautiful mess effect. And the headline is what you might think from that. It's that there's something beautiful about embracing your vulnerability, your realness, your authenticity. It's beautiful in the sense that other people appreciate it. Other people relate to it. Other people are even attracted to it. People are attracted to real, vulnerable humans. But this idea here, specifically at least in this context and by this name, comes from a study done by researchers at the University of Germany back in 2018. And basically, the too long didn't read here is that their research is, it revealed what I quoted earlier. It showed that we love seeing raw truth and openness in other people, but we are afraid to let them see it in us. And how these researchers went about proving this and having a hypothesis and going through the steps was through a series of controlled experiments. For instance, in one experiment, the researchers asked participants to sing an unrehearsed song that they had never sung before, and they asked them to sing it in front of a jury and would ask the jury to then rate it. But the thing was, they didn't actually have the first group of participants sing or be rated by the jury, but right before they were told they were about to begin singing, the participants were asked to rate themselves and their vulnerability in that moment, right before they were supposed to do this awkward, potentially embarrassing thing. And the results showed that they were very harsh on themselves, saying that they wish they could avoid it, that other people, the jury, was going to be repelled by it, that it would not be well received, all these things. And at the same time, they asked the jury to do the same before the singers were about to perform. And they basically, the jury basically said the opposite. The jury said that the singing of the unrehearsed song would be courageous and bold, and that they would admire anyone who simply tried. They did other experiments where the researchers ran literal hundreds of participants through scenarios where they were asked to display intentional vulnerability or rate someone else's intentional vulnerability. And each time, the participants rated their own vulnerability more negatively than when judging other people's. The vulnerability included things like confessing love or admiration for someone or something, admitting a big mistake, singing a song, and so on. And each time, the self-review of one's own vulnerability was considerably more harsh than when judging the same exact activity, the same exact emotion and feeling in someone else. And of course, the researchers went through this and they wanted to know why. Why is this the case? Why do we apparently value vulnerability in other people, but we are overly critical of the same vulnerability in ourselves? Why is it a, quote, beautiful mess in other people, but just a mess in ourselves? And what they found was pretty interesting. They found evidence around a term that they called construal level, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-A-L, construal level. That is when we think about our own vulnerability, how we think about it. And basically, what they found was that when it comes to thinking about our own vulnerability, we do so very specifically, very concretely, and they call that a low construal level. To construe is to interpret, right? It's a weird word, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. To construe is to interpret. So for our own vulnerability, we interpret it, we think about it, we judge it from a very close, tangible, specific, and concrete perspective. But when we think about other people and their vulnerability, we do the opposite. We think from a very high construal level that is broad and abstract and kind of vague. And the result is, the higher the construal level, the more abstract our thinking of vulnerability is, that tends to be more positive and more admirable, while the opposite, low construal level, is more specific, more concrete, more tangible, and thus we associate it with negative feelings and negative judgment. And so when it comes to our own vulnerability, we think in very concrete terms, and thus we're very negative toward ourselves. And so I was reading about this study via the American Psychological Association, and you can read it too. It's available for anyone. And I was reading the abstract and kind of the results of these experiments. They ran seven, and it's very in line with some of the things that we talk about here on the podcast, which is what leads us to be so critical of ourselves and not other people is how close we are to ourselves. When our minds can be specific, when we can turn to specific examples and memories of times where we failed or embarrassed ourselves or were too much or too little, we are then easily able to extrapolate that to the future. And voila, we negatively judge ourselves all because we're so close to ourselves. We're so close to this ever-present low-light reel that we keep stored in our heads. But when we think of other people, we don't have that. So we think in more abstract, more positive, more admirable terms. We leave room for good instead of assuming bad. We leave room for good that we don't do when it comes to judging ourselves. So what do we do with this revelation here? Well, I think the conclusion is what I think we refuse to agree with wholeheartedly. We want to, but we don't do it. Our flaws, our vulnerability, our true feelings, our true character, whether we believe it or not, those things are more attractive than we think. At a minimum, they are not as messy as we think. They are not as detracting as we think. We admire it in other people. We think their vulnerability, their honesty is great. It's attractive. It's humanizing. It's relatable. But when it comes to our own, we adopt the literal opposite point of view. It's unattractive. It's too much. It's too little. You name it. But the truth of the matter is, within reason, of course, a well-intentioned, compassionate, honest, beautiful mess is attractive. Showing that mess, showing your vulnerability doesn't make you weak or unqualified or inadequate. To others, it is attractive. And if that's the case, as revealed here through this research, or if there's even just a small possibility that maybe this is true, well, could that change how you approach presenting yourself in the world, out in the wild? Maybe we should redefine how we judge ourselves and the willingness we have or we don't have that comes from self-judgment. Maybe we can be a bit kinder to ourselves and embrace the quote mess. Maybe we should do that, right? Doesn't it feel good to be free? Doesn't it feel good to not have a filter on, to not have multiple filters on, to not have to keep track of those filters and which we need to have on or off for certain people? Doesn't it feel good to be real and to not have to think about what speaking the truth might mean or might not mean? Doesn't it feel good to be one person on the inside and the same person on the outside? So maybe consider that. Maybe for that reason, we should embrace our vulnerability. But also maybe we should embrace it because of human nature, as revealed through this beautiful mess effect study. We think others judge us just as we judge ourselves. We think other people judge us just as we judge ourselves. But if we took time to challenge that, we can prove exactly, likely, just what those researchers proved. It's not true, more or less. Oftentimes, it's the polar opposite. We are so close to ourselves, our pasts, all of our missteps, all of our mistakes, all of our thoughts, our irrational, self-loathing thoughts. We're so close to years and years and years of collected data that, yeah, it's easy to assign negative judgment in the present and in the future to the things we might do or the things we might say. But we rarely do the same to other people. We applaud their honesty. We find comfort in it. We appreciate someone who is real and raw and authentic. So it begs the question, what would happen if we tried approaching ourselves from that very same mentality? I think a lot would happen. I think a lot would happen when we approve of the beautiful mess in our lives. Not just in their lives, but in our lives. And I'm of course not saying this in like a reckless sense. I'm not talking about being out of control, overboard, intentionally that way, or irrational in some sense. I'm talking about being poised in your realness, poised in your vulnerability, confident in speaking what's on your mind. That is a beautiful mess. And that does not make you inadequate, less, or any of the negative adjectives we love to assign ourselves. What if we assigned the same adjectives that we so freely give to other people? Brave, courageous, real, authentic, honest. And that's all I want you to consider for this episode. Consider your own behavior versus when observing the same behavior in other people. Ask yourself, why is our reaction not the same? Take my word for it if you want that you're too hard on yourself Or take the word of the researchers that show that we have a bit of a double standard when it comes to this subject, how we see others versus how we see ourselves. Maybe just this episode, this realization is enough for you to hit pause and reset how you judge yourself. Maybe that's enough for you to try something new. Maybe that's enough to recognize that where you see a mess, others see a human being. Others see relatability. They see what you see in other people, a beautiful mess, realness, honesty, authenticity. And that's attractive because at the end of the day, that's what we all want, right? In a partner, in a friend, you name it, realness. We don't want fake. We don't want filtered. We don't want watered down. We want real. And you deserve to present yourself in such a way and admire that in yourself in the same way you do others. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful for you. If it was, I'd be super grateful, as always, if you'd send this episode to a friend, share them the podcast. Maybe this one would be helpful in particular for them. Say, here's an episode you might enjoy. I admire your realness. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.